Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from BreezeLine. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at BreezeLine.com.
Poppin' Congregation. It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and this is the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Didn't that sound so good, y'all? That kind of sound like we could be MP War or something, okay? Y'all know, look, Time Magazine made us top 10, so I was trying to give y'all more professionality. Is this what you guys want? It's not happening, okay? but just for a moment. Guys, I'm very what? Yes. Excited. Thrilled. Elated. Entranced. This is one of my dearest friends. This is the first lady of the congregation. Okay? Get your gloves out. Get your white gloves out. Okay? Everyone stand up. She's walking in the room. Okay? The guest that's been on the show the most, the guest that also was in the premiere episode of the show. Y'all, my friend, longtime congregation member and first lady. She's an actor, a writer, a comedian, and a voiceover talent, which you have already gotten a glimmer of, the velvetest voice. She co-hosts Confessions, the show where we read your listener letters exclusively for Stitcher Premium. Some of y'all know about that. Shout out to Issa Trey. We know you listen to Confessions.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you. You specifically. And now we have a Patreon show, guys. This is a whole new thing. It's called Give Us Your Money, and you can head over to Patreon right now to sign up. Mm-hmm. Congregation, please welcome back Priscilla Davies.
Woo, woo, woo. I'm cheering myself. That's
yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Congregation, I'm so happy to be here. You know I fucks with every single one of y'all. And you know we're about to cut up.
Always. Always.
Every day's.
And I do want to say, like, the Give Us Your Money podcast is a podcast that is about robbery.
It's about fraud.
But it's about internet robbery, yeah. Influencers, multi-level marketing queens, people that we can't really talk about out in the open without mm-hmm. worrying about getting sued.
Right.
So all of the stories that y'all send us of Twitter mess and Instagram gossip and all of that, that's the kind of stuff that we talk about on this Patreon,
yes.
Including Jada.
Yes, and we do a deep dive on Jada.
That's the first episode.
And it's good. Listen, guys, as a person who was just finding out about Jada, you're going to want to watch this. Listen to this.
If you don't know who Jada is the person who took over my Twitter account for 8 days and was selling fake MacBooks for $600. And when I got the account back, I learned so much. Yeah. I talked to hackers, lawyers, like NBC Universal reached out, like wanting to do a story
about you getting
scammed. They wanted me to give my testimony.
Oh my God.
It got messy. So if you want to hear about that, Give Us Your Money podcast on Patreon.
Yes.
You can get involved. Give us your money. We only want a little bit.
Just a little.
Yes. But let's get into it, P.
Yes.
You know what we always ask on the show?
Yes.
Wait, do you?
Yeah. What's my relationship?
Priscilla's the guest who's been on the show the most out of any guest. And she sat down to Sirius just a few moments ago and said, so how does this go again?
Listen, congregation, I got a lot on my mind, okay? I'm
what
a black woman
here?
In America just trying to make it day by day. Okay.
How you gonna do me like that? Not the Black Woman in America card. Wow.
I pulled it.
Now I can't say nothing.
I pulled it. Listen, I'm doing the best with what I got.
Best I can with what I got. And you drop the beat. Doom, doom, doom,
hey,
doom,
hey.
If you haven't seen that video of Mariah Carey saying, I'm doing the best I can with what I got, you need to because it lives rent-free in my head, Dwayne Perkins' head as well. And it honestly, it's the best affirmation I've ever seen.
Period.
Mariah Carey owns Christmas and Affirmations.
Yes, yes.
Now, she did actually try to trademark the Queen of Christmas.
And they shut her down.
And they said no.
They were like, ma'am, let's, first of all, there's a real Queen of Christmas, okay?
She said, Jesus, move out that way.
Okay. I love her for daring to try, though.
Right.
And honestly, if I was working trademarks that day, she would have got it.
Yep.
She would have been approved.
She's honestly the only person who could be like, okay, yeah, we know about Jesus. But what about me?
Right? And Jesus is just the king of Christmas.
Right. He need a queen.
He need a queen. I don't know.
I guess they're trying to say it's Mary. But like, we know Mary was lying.
But that's his mama. I guess, okay, she's a queen, the queen mother.
She's queen mother of Christmas.
The regent queen, because he was just a baby.
Now I feel in the like manger. This was like Game of Thrones. The Bible was the original Game of Thrones.
She's the queen of the north. Okay.
North Jerusalem. Northern the manger.
North Jerusalem. AKA Palestine. Free Palestine.
So, wow, I love our tangents. What's your relationship with scams, Priscilla? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Has anything happened to you recently that you care to share?
Damn.
Have the past?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely was once a victim of the Israeli locksmith scam. I don't know if I've talked about that on this show before.
No, you haven't. And that sounds so specific. Like,
I mean, we should honestly probably do a full-on episode because it's a whole thing. Like, the only reason why I know it exists is because after I got scammed, I went to the Googles because I'd be researching. And I was like, oh, this is a whole fucking network from Canada on down to America. The beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, this is a business. Okay.
It's a network, a chain. It's a chain scammer business.
That just sounds like a business to me.
Hey now.
Sounds like they got franchises. They said, we can open up a robbery near you.
Listen, when you're getting charged $300-something to get let back in your apartment, that's, you know, I don't know if that's a business anymore. It's just a straight up scam.
I mean, it's people who know how to break into your apartment and they're lending you their services. It still costs like $300 to get back into your apartment.
No. Oh, girl. No. So when this went down, I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, what went down though?
So what happened was it's like fucking 5 a.m, you know. And so me and the homies are coming back from the club and everybody had gathered at my house first. So like we come back to my spot and everybody's going to leave from there. 5 a.m, the sun is coming up, and I don't have my goddamn key. And we're cracked out. The sun is coming up, and it's literally Sunday. So it's like, I mean, it was all bad. So we called around, and we found this locksmith who was like, yeah, we'll be there, da-da-da-da. Long story short, this guy shows up in an unmarked vehicle. Okay.
What? You wanted him to have money for like a van with a logo? This ain't,
well,
Bob's Burgers.
So wait till I tell you. So that's okay. We're going to come back to that. I'm glad you brought that up. So the dude comes and he's like, yeah, you know, this is how much it's going to be. And mind you, this fool took forever. It was like a whole thing. Like he took a whole. So now the sun is up. Okay, motherfucker's going to church, okay? And we have this motherfucker sitting here, you know, he shows up, he takes him 10 minutes just to get out of that unmarked car. It was like that, okay? And then he comes and he unlocks the door. And mind you, they charge you for like each lock, part of the scam, okay? So they charge me for each lock.
They say you don't want to get all the way back in or just partially back in?
Okay, so I was like, you know what? And it's 7 a.m. I'm like, just take this fucking money and go. Like, I don't even give a shit. Come to find out, after the fact, that my keys happened to be in somebody else's purse that we were with that night, who lived in a whole different part of town, and found out on like Monday, like at, because they were like coworkers, my friend and this other person. So I just could not shake this shit. I was like, I know this is crazy. So I ended up actually having to go to an actual locksmith.
Wait, I thought you went to one. This guy wasn't an actual locksmith.
It was something like I went for something different, or it was like it just happened to be a coincidence that I was going to this another locksmith around the same time. And this fool was like, he was like, yeah, you got scammed, girl. And he was like, it should have never cost that much. He was like, and then he was like, the vehicle should have been marked. He's like, that's how you know they're legit. He should have showed you a card with his fucking number on it. Yeah, it's like a whole thing. And I did all these Googles and I find out because the guy, I didn't know it was an Israeli accent at the time. I just knew it was an accent. I was like, oh, it sounded a little French, you know, da 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 da. And it turns out that this freaking guy, you know, I Google and I find out that it's Israeli locksmith scams.
Yeah, they pulled, like, Judas just pulled something up. It says the Israeli locksmith ring charged with fraud, a group operated in Missouri and Florida.
It's all over. And I remember them also being in Canada. I don't know if it started in Canada and migrated down, but it's still, as you can see, it still exists.
So they scam their overcharging customers for their services. So according to this specific affidavit, these people were working with a company that was called Dependable Lock. So y'all, if y'all see Dependable Lock out there, run, okay?
Yeah.
Now, it depends on how much money you got if you're going to get that lock.
Okay.
Okay, that's what they say.
Oh, so I forgot the end of the story. So long story short, I think I canceled what I paid them, right? Mm-hmm. So then I'm like going back with them and I ended up, they were like, okay, we settled on a price. Like, that's how I knew they were a fucking scam. Because when I realized it, then they settled on a price with me. So I ended up, they were like, just send a check. So I was like, all right. So I sent a check and I just wrote them a check for what I felt like was appropriate. And that was it. Never heard from them again. And it was not no $325.
I love that.
Yeah, I fight fraud, dog.
You did. You did. And also now we know, like, if an unmarked car comes to your house at 10 p.m. charges you $300. You know what's wild is when I got locked out at my building, which is just haunted now, like, this new building manager came in and now he haunted the ho-ho. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, damn. Our elevators be broken all the time.
Mm.
Luxury apartment buildings are a fucking scam, especially in Los Angeles. Like, I'm paying a mortgage to live in an apartment where I share walls. Like, right. Come on, y'all.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, they got the little theater and the little accoutrement, the little amenities, the pool,
sure,
or whatever.
Sure, sure.
But I don't know what happened, because this building was relatively new. When I moved in, I think it had maybe been standing for like 8 or 9 months. So yeah. Everything was brand new. No one's ever lived in my place before. La, da, da, da. We used to have this great building manager, but then he like did something creepy. But he was so good and reliable, but then he had did something creepy.
Well, he was inappropriate as well.
Yeah. And why is it always like that? Why are the creeps always so good at their job? We can't keep you because, like, the main...
Now we can't benefit from your talents.
Right.
Because
rule number one, don't be creepy.
Don't be creepy.
That actually means you're actually bad at your job because you brought the creepiness to work. Like, right. You should have left that at home.
That's professionalism. Or lack thereof.
But yeah, so this new guy, like, everything he was breaking. Elevators were breaking. One of my neighbors got stuck inside the elevator this week.
Oh, my God.
He was texting me, like, hey, can you help me get out of the elevator?
I had to release somebody from listen, I know the congregation knows about my elevator woes.
Yes.
I did have to release somebody from the elevator in my building as well once.
But when I got locked out, the number that they gave me to go, like, emergency number, they were sending me to a locksmith that would have charged me $300. So if that's not the price, then what is that? Is this inflation now? Yesterday's price,
What year was this?
This was this year.
Okay, that...
Year of our Lord, 2022.
I'm sure it's inflated. This happened... over 5 or 6, maybe 7 years ago.
Oh, damn. $300 7 years
Thank
ago?
Thank you. No. That's what I'm saying. No. Yeah, I'm not talking crazy, girl. Mm-mm. This was like 7, 8 years ago.
They took your home for ransom.
Basically. I mean, this is when the economy was semi-good. Not, you know what I mean?
Like, you were like, I'm locked out. They was like, them niggas were taking it. Good luck.
I mean, literally.
You want to be unhoused? Because that's what you finna be if you don't give us this $300.
And that fool was looking at me like, well, what else are you going to do? And I was like, exactly. Here,
exactly.
Sir. Take this bucket
of shame. This is a shakedown, Annie. I mean, you're right. It should be.
But I got them in the end.
You did. Wow. Warning on that one. See, voiceover actor. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after some non-scam advertisements. Scams! I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you can be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits. And you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new. Okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Cut! And we are back. And it's time for What's Hot in Fraud. This is where we warn the listeners about popping scams on the zeitgeist. And more often than not these days, you know, we get a letter from you all. As always, snitch on your friends and family and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Hey, man, I need a fake name for this person, Priscilla. We don't care about Jen.
Let us call them Zelda.
Zelda. That's actually going to work out great.
Perfect.
So Zelda says, here's a very specific and weird scam that someone tried on me a couple years ago in Arizona. I was taking my time grocery shopping, considering which sauce to get or something, and I turned around and this absolutely gorgeous woman dressed in this curve-hugging, cool girl, hippie, jewel-tone fit was making her way straight towards me. She smiled as she approached me and I went stupid. She said, hey, I get a vibe from you. I am submitting like, yes, this big dyke energy is finally being recognized and appreciated.
Okay,
this is Zelda talking about herself.
Okay, Zelda.
Okay, Zelda says she got that BDE.
Yes.
Yes. It says, I'm pretty femme, so I love being clocked in public, especially in a crusty city in a red state.
Yeah, yes.
That feels dangerous. I feel like if you are queer and you live in one of them crusty red states, you got to be
You got to lock it up.
Right. You got to wear the one earring again, like back in the day. You got to remember which ears the gay
one. The signal.
You got to drop a little napkin by your ankle.
Okay.
To tell the girls that you like to go down.
Okay? Right.
Like, you can't just be out here all willy-nilly. So I love this for both of them. So Zelda says, she continued, you have this amazing energy. Mm. I can see by your aura that there's something special about you. Like, I can tell you have great energy. And so Zelda's like, I was still thinking I should definitely ask for her number when she said, okay, listen, I have a message for you. There's someone in the spiritual plane trying to communicate with you. Do you have a minute?
Uh-oh.
So this was starting to sound like the Long Island Medium, parentheses, a scammer. Yes, we love Teresa Giudice. Why is it Teresa Giudice? That's somebody else.
Pretty close.
But we do love Teresa, the Long Island Medium, and her. She brought back, she single-handedly brought back the French tip.
It was her.
Yeah.
Long Island Medium.
Who's laughing now? Because now we're all getting French tips again. She's like, I'm
because
like,
of her.
I'm definitely sure. Not because of her. She just held on for so long that it came back. So she's a trend predictor.
I'm pretty sure all the influencers are following what the Long Island Medium is doing. Let's be real.
Teresa Caputo.
I know, yes. Gigi Hadid follows Teresa Caputo.
She's a tastemaker, okay?
Period.
Listen, she knows the past, the present, and the future. It's okay. Also for fashion.
And clearly, as she demonstrated with her nails.
She's like, turtlenecks are coming back. We're like, we believe you, Teresa. Teresa Caputo, we stand. So she's saying that this starts sounding a little Long Island Medium-ish. Zelda says, my guard goes up and my heart stopped fluttering. And I said, oh, I mean, sure. And she said, okay, great. So I do energy readings and I can give you some Reiki so you can receive the message. Have you ever had Reiki? And this is the scammer talking. So if you don't know what Reiki is, it's energy healing. Yeah. Because it's not quite a therapist. You don't necessarily have to be certified in Reiki. Like,
yeah, you do.
Certain people are, but some people aren't.
I'm sure, but you're supposed to. I mean, you can do a Reiki program and get your certification.
I mean, you should. That's
you're
how
supposed
you should.
To. You're supposed to, yeah.
But correct me if I'm wrong, in Reiki, there's no physical touching.
No, there's no touching.
They're literally just like waving their hands over your body and like doing energy healing. Now, here's my thing about Reiki, because I've heard people really love Reiki and it really helps and they feel the presence and the energy. So I definitely don't want to take away from that. But I'm sorry, if I don't pay for a session where I'm laying on the table, you better rub one of these knots out.
Touch me.
We need some Reiki massage combo. You better get into this shoulder blade and then do a little hoodoo on top of it. I can't just be laying there like, hello? I'm like face down, like, you still here? Hello?
So you've never done it?
No,
I've done it. I did it once. ironically, the person who did it is now a famous astrologer. I'm not going to say any names, but she's a famous astrologer.
I know all the famous astrologers, so you don't tell.
Okay. No, but she's like people be like knowing her. I'm like, really? But yeah, so she did Reiki on me. This is like when I first moved to LA, and I never went back. I just, no shade to her, but It didn't hit. I don't even know what I went there for.
And she said, let me lay on this table and let me not touch you.
Yeah.
But the air around
you. You know, I do believe in energy. You know, we are obviously all made of energy. And I do think that, like, you can feel people's energy. Yeah. And you can, I've had moments where people have done stuff and I'm like, oh shit, I did feel that, you know? So yeah. I do believe it can work. And I'm sure, like, maybe if I did it a few times, you know, went back.
Well, it's also just about the person, too. I feel like it's like, yeah, you can walk into any nail salon and get your nails done. Does that mean they'll be done well?
Right, exactly.
No, does that mean that maybe like the woman who's doing your nails will pop off one of your acrylics with a Metro card? Maybe. That happened to me in New York.
God.
She took off one of my acrylic nails with a Metro card, popped that bitch off like it was normal.
Oh my
like,
God.
It was, and I was just like, huh.
You're like, am I going to fight or just get this manicure?
Worst manicure ever. She was so terrible. But I should have known when she did the Metro card. It was time to go.
Yeah.
That's not an official
tool.
You should
have taken the Metro card
and
left.
You can't soak that in Barbasol. She's like putting the Metro card in Barbasol, like sanitizing it for the next customer.
It's not clean.
It's not clean at all. Like, I'm just glad I didn't get a hand infection or something fell off. So now back to Zelda. So Zelda says, now I'm confused. She says she wants to deliver a message, but wants to do an energy reading through Reiki. I was curious to see where this was going, but I was fully guarded now, especially since I knew a bit about Reiki from a friend who's a practitioner. I said, oh yeah, I've done Reiki a few times. She said, okay, that's great. So do you have a moment? Can I give you Reiki? Now, and Zelda said, I said, right here? In the grocery store? The produce aisle?
Right next to the grapefruits?
In front of my salad dressing?
The fuck?
Like, what? Like, Reiki is a thing. You don't do Reiki at Kroger?
You don't. Maybe at Ralph's. Definitely not Kroger.
I feel like if you were going to do Reiki anywhere, it's Whole Foods.
Isn't it Kroger's?
Or Erewhon.
Aren't we black? Don't we say Kroger's?
Yeah, we have this. It's Kroger's. It's Nordstrom's. It's JCPenney's.
It sounds right to me.
And it is right. I actually, I had a script supervisor at work the other day be like, Lacey, there's no S on besides. And I was like,
oh,
what?
Shit.
And I was like, no, besides.
Yeah, but if you say like, well, besides, but if you use it by itself, you put the S on.
And I was like, besides, no.
Yeah, you can.
You know, and our script supervisor, our dialogue coach is also a black man.
Oh, I guess
man,
it would be besides.
And he was like, damn, I didn't even notice that. I was like, it's an S on there. What do you mean that's seasoning?
Besides.
Besides. Okay, you, what y'all talk about?
Yeah, the fuck?
So, besides that, they are in this damn store, and Zelda says that the hot girl hippie wants to do Reiki on her in front of the eggplants. So, obviously, that doesn't sound like a good situation.
Right.
So, I said, oh, right here? And again, we are in a grocery store, Zelda says. She says, if y'all have never had Reiki, usually you're in a very quiet setting, laying down or sitting in a sort of meditative environment. And she said, yes, it's just going to be $500.
Oh, my God. Girl, if you don't hand me that mango and get the fuck up out of my face.
Do you know how much baby formula I could get for $500 at the grocery store? At least 2 cans.
Let me tell you why this grift.
Shit is expensive, but you think I'm in the most expensive shakedown in the world right now, the grocery store, and you think I'm gonna get you $500 to do Reiki on me?
In a grocery store.
In the frozen food aisle. Like the Green Giant gonna be looking at us the whole time? No.
This scam fails. I don't know where it's headed, and I look forward to hearing it. But let me just tell you why it's already fucking up.
Okay.
First of all, who brings $500 cash to the grocery store? Let's start there. Number two, who trying to get Reiki, as you said, in the frozen food section?
She must have been a real bad bitch.
I don't know what she was thinking that she thought she could pull this off.
I think she thought, I'm sexy.
Pretty privileged.
Yeah, pretty privileged. And she definitely must have a lot of it. Because if you come up to somebody selling them this kind of bridge, selling them this kind of bullshit, you must be a fine-ass bitch.
Okay.
to the point where people just gonna listen to you while they're staring at you.
And pull out a wad of cash that they have, definitely.
They're like, I don't know, you need it more than me. Being sexy must be expensive.
Clearly.
It is. So she does need that money.
It's true.
So Zelda says, $500 for a grocery store medium? I look like that much of a simp? I kind of chuckled and said, oh, no, that's all right, actually. One of my dearest friends is a Reiki master, so I go to her pretty often, and she doesn't charge me $500. I could see her starting to get annoyed, but she tried to stay charming. She said, okay, that's fine. I really want to get this message to you, so what did she charge you?
Girl.
Starting to sound like you're Israeli rocksmith. She's like, okay, $500 is too much. The message could be cheaper. I think the message could be, let me talk to the spirits. Okay, they said the message could be a little cheaper.
They sent me a code, okay? A discount
they
code.
They sent me a discount code from the spirit world.
So I can take that down.
Yeah. You just got to use Astroplane 47.
Yeah.
Okay? And then the spirits are going to give you a discount for only for first-time customers. So I got a big shit-eating grin on my face, says Zelda. And she said, she told the scammer, well, she gives me a great friend discount, like $50. She was getting very impatient at this point and said, okay, fine. I'll do it for $50.
Damn.
You got Venmo?
Damn, she really needed that money.
Yeah. But she started so high. She started with $500 for grocery store Reiki. And then came down so hard.
So hard. I'm questioning the quality of this Reiki.
$500. Okay, a dollar. Wait, this is crackhead negotiation.
Whatever you got in your pockets.
This is crackhead negotiation, okay? You started just wanting a VCR, Felicia. Like, what?
Yeah, it's giving Felicia.
Like, girl, that's too big of a price drop. Y'all didn't even haggle. Bo-Halicia. So in a split second, her whole ethereal, sexy, hippie vibe fully dropped. She sucked her teeth, rolled her eyes, pivoted, and walked away.
She was like a whole different... You know who she reminds me of? Hippies who are really evil on
the
inside.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, like...
That bitch is evil.
Right? It's so interesting. Like, that was just a whole fucking facade.
Yeah. I'm very leery of people who are too... Like, anytime anybody makes anything their whole thing, yep. I'm like, you're full of shit. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you love running. If running is your whole thing and everyone, like, you can't just not be a, like, you, something's wrong with you.
That you make it your personality.
Yeah, if it's your personality, you're a sick fuck. Like, and you're trying to hide from the fact that you're not a good person. So you've made something your personality
right.
to distract people from the fact that you're evil and don't have one.
Yeah.
Your personality is getting what you want from people. So you got to trick them. And, like, anytime I see the girlies, like, look, I love a crystal, I love a sage, I love a candle that I burned for 3 days straight and risk burning my home down, but it's for vibes. Like, I love all of that shit, but, like, people who are too, like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're just vibrating here and it's our whole personality. I'm like, bitch, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
Like, you fucking crook, you sociopath. What's wrong with you?
I want to know what her real story is, like, what this hippie's real story was.
I do, too, but we know the real story is rooted in grifting and manipulation. It's been a survival tactic for a very long time.
Damn. Lacey just dressed her down.
Like, so sorry,
therapeutically.
So sorry, sis. We know what you up to. So, because immediately when she can't get what she wants, she's no longer nice anymore.
Exactly.
And we've met those people who are like so friendly, so in your face. But the second they realize you're not a fool, they turn on you and they turn on you hard. A lot of time they're vengeful too.
Yeah.
Like, they're the pettiest motherfuckers. They're like, you didn't let me trick you? All right, bitch. I'll be waiting outside your bushes for the next 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. They're the type of people that like, you know, ruminate on things and like,
they feel scorned. They feel like they're the victim when someone doesn't let them victimize them.
It's, like, it's narcissism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So and I'm telling y'all, if y'all got anybody out there who made their whole personality a thing that's not a part of personalities, you're dealing with a narcissist.
It's not a part. The key is it can't actually be a part of personalities.
Right. A personality can be like, oh, you're fun, or you like to joke, or you love adventures, you like to travel. That can be a part of your personality. But like,
but you have to be, well, human beings are multifaceted.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things that really bothers me, is that because we live in a society that's just so, you know, everything should just be one thing and fit into a box. People who are actually multifaceted, like, everybody else looks at them like they're crazy, like they're doing too much.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, baby, we supposed to be doing more than just one thing on this planet, you know?
No, man. Look, we're supposed to be Well, I'm a shoe guy. I do shoes.
I mean,
I'm a shoe head, a sneaker head.
Be a sneaker head Monday through Friday. That's full time sneaker heads. I know that. That's 24/7. But you
they
know,
kind of wrap all their shoes in plastic for so long.
My
think,
God,
I'm not sure if you
they
understand.
They have to lick their clean soles every 15 minutes.
I've seen someone do that in person. Lick the soles of the because it's the only time you can lick it. Is when it's out the box.
I've seen DJ Khaled do it.
In factories, dude. Like, where rats are running around.
Like, yeah. And factories are nasty as fuck.
Nasty as fuck. Especially ones that don't make food. Their standards are low, low.
Because the ones that make food, the standards are regular low.
Yeah, pretty low. They're like, you can have, like, a little bit of roach in each snack bar. Like, literally.
As long as it's just, like, no more than 3 roach legs, you're fine.
That's literally what the FDA does. Like, we're not joking. We be eating all types of wild shit. If it's in packaging, honey, they got a little threshold.
Listen, I learned that whenever you open a can, which we're sipping on right now, anytime you open a can, you should wash, which we did not do.
I know.
But you're supposed to like wipe down the top
because
the rats be peeing and shitting on them, like basically like crazy shit. Listen, be going down in the factory at the dark.
At this point, I've done so much piss play with rodents, I just gotta take the L. I gotta just take the little ratatouille L.
I take some golden showers. just
not intentionally.
An unintentional golden shower.
But if you do take them intentionally, then look, that's your life. As long as everybody's participating and having a good time and wants to be there.
No kink shaming here.
Not at all. I'm saying I'm just unwillingly doing it as I suck on this Coke can. But here we are. Here we are in life, okay? So what don't kill you brings you closer to death, but doesn't kill you.
Makes your body hurt.
What doesn't kill you makes your body hurt. That should literally be the phrase. Why is it makes you stronger? It doesn't.
If
someone makes an attempt on your life, you are mostly for certain gonna be weaker.
Okay.
Like Kelly Clarkson lied to us. What doesn't kill you makes you weaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Fragile.
Fragile.
Broken. Distraught. Disheveled.
But that's okay. Look, we got to rebrand toxic positivity. We all about it. Okay. Anyway. So as soon as this grifter doesn't get what she wants, she sucks her teeth. She walks away. So then Zelda says, I saw her trying this a few more times on other shoppers as I continued through the store. She didn't even have a basket. I smiled at her every time we passed each other and she just rolled her eyes back at me.
Wow.
Someone must have finally reported her because by the time I checked out and got to my car, she was being kicked out of the store.
Zelda, first of all, I want to give you props for taking the high road. Like, I give you mad respect. I don't know. I'm from New Jersey. I like to fight. You know what I mean? So I feel like this would have, you know, I would have gone off on this bitch. I probably wouldn't have. I don't know. It depends on how I was feeling that day. But I appreciate that you were like, you know, I smiled at her every time she rolled her eyes right back at me. Killed him with kindness. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because the girl's just mad because you didn't give her what she wanted. So, yeah, you should be smiling because you're like, ha, ha, na, 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 boo, boo. Like Cardi B said, Like, you know, yeah, you should. But also, what's intriguing to me is this woman didn't even try to sell the fantasy of, like, she was at this grocery store for anything other than a grift.
Because Zelda pointed out
she had no basket she was pushing. She had no cart. She had no basket. She didn't even
she
pick
had no
up
list.
One item. She had no list. She definitely had no list. This is how bitches go into Target, okay? I always go to Target with no list, no basket, and no cart because I'm like, I know what I came in here for. Next, cut to me like hands full, spilling out.
Really? I was like, I'm okay.
And you know, that's the most shameful part of Target is when you got to go over to the security guard where he got the cars, and he's like, "Yeah, bitch, you thought this shit. Yeah, put your shit in that cart.
Take that cart.
Take your ass back over there. Oh, you thought you was coming here for some toothpaste? That's hilarious.
Yeah, right. And you know what? Give me some Dentine."
Okay. Remember those Dentine Ice commercials?
I remember the Winter Fresh ones. Remember those?
Yeah. When I think about gum commercials, I think about how they're just as stupid, but seem to be on the inside of being stupid commercials, whereas perfume commercials are not. So I think of perfume commercials and gum commercials as the same thing. You're selling something that we cannot smell or that we cannot taste, right?
Okay.
So you got to like sell the vibe of it. So perfume be like, Zendaya riding a horse. You want to smell like that? And I'm like, I mean, she's a bad bitch. She probably smells great. around that horse. Yeah, I will want to smell like that.
That's but true. It's I never like, thought about it like that.
Charlize Theron, she wearing gold and now she throwing it all off and then she getting in a pool. You want to smell like that? Like,
what? I never thought of that.
And Dinty Nice is like the more comedic, dumb version of that. Yeah. Like where they're like, ah, and then mouth opens and they have like blue crystals flying out their mouth to somebody that they're talking to at the club. Yep. And they're like kissing and the light's sexy.
Always the sound of the wind.
Right.
And I was imagining it being freezing.
Right. You want some fucking top of the mountain peppermint patty freezing ass breath.
Okay.
I want them to open their mouth one time and just like icicle comes out like it's hard. That's how cold it is.
It's a little weird.
Is it weirder than what's already happening?
It's a little fetishy.
That a frozen ice comes out of anybody's mouth? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Think about the shape phallic. Of that icicle. All yeah, right. It's very phallic.
Sure, fine.
I'm just saying.
Fair. I was thinking about
my
it
brain's
in
the gutter.
Way.
Sorry.
But anyway, she ain't even had no dentine. She had nothing. She was just walking around the store being fine and targeting people. It's a good scam, but it's also a dumb ass scam because it's like, who wants to get rubbed on at the fucking Kroger's?
And not even rubbed on. Like, you, so imagine.
Vibed on.
Imagine.
For $500.
Right? Imagine you're at the Kroger's and you're standing up next to the mac and cheese, okay? And this lady's just doing all this woo woo. I mean, how insane must that look? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Girl, ain't nobody trying to be in public. I didn't even want to do that shit behind closed doors.
It is embarrassing behind closed doors. It's definitely more embarrassing to do it in front of people. As we're also
store.
Hearing just like, boop, boop, boop. You over here getting a
clean
message.
Clean up on aisle three. Clean up on aisle three.
The ancestors are saying. And I'm like,
right?
Why is this happening to me?
Also, the grift of like, I need to do Reiki to get the message. Bitch, give me the message.
Yeah, give me the message right now.
Just charge me for the message. Like, why do you... That's the other reason. Girl, I know you... pretty privileged. That's all I gotta say. Because, like, girl, you didn't think this through.
No, and that's not how Reiki works. And I know you just found a buzzword and we're like, yes.
Right? It's, like, so fucking dumb.
I'm gonna do EMDR to you but for a specific message, but also for $500. And we must do it in the produce aisle.
That's not how it works.
At all. But, guys, we're gonna take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements and we'll be right back with historic hoodwinks.
Robbery!
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And we are back. It's time for my favorite part of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Priscilla with a famous con caper group of criminals. We don't know until we know, but we'll see if we Ooh. Love them or if we hate them. Let's
I'm
find
so
out.
Excited.
So today, a content warning at the top here, there is a brief mention of someone taking their own life. So we're just going to say that up top, but we'll try to get over that as quickly and kindly as possible because we don't like to do the dark stuff here. So for almost 20 years, Marumaro Samuraguchi was one of Japan's most beloved composers. We have a picture of him right now up there on the screen. And is he holding the cane?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. And he's in a chair and he's got on sunglasses and he's got long hair, luscious hair.
Beautiful hair.
Yeah. This is like, and you could tell he didn't do anything to it. So if they like ran a flat iron through that bitch or like a little blowout,
yeah.
Like it would really be giving.
It's nice.
So he was one of Japan's most beloved composers, with some even calling him Japan's Beethoven. He was lauded as a musical genius who, despite becoming deaf later in life, composed beautiful works. However, after building a career for 18 years, it was revealed that Samuraguchi may not be as musical or hard of hearing as he said. So he
wow.
had a cane and he had on sunglasses.
Yeah.
So my assumption was that...
He's blind.
Yeah.
But I guess he mixed up the disabilities.
He
was like, yes, I cannot. I am deaf. I cannot hear. And that's why I wear sunglasses and I have a cane. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's read on because we don't know yet. But It's giving like you went to the store for the wrong costume. Like, so Samora Gucci was born September 21st, 1963 in Hiroshima. Both of his parents are Hiroshima. Why did I say Hiroshima? Like, I combined Matsuma
from
Stargate
and Hiroshima.
I was talking so much shit about knowing how to pronounce Hiroshima because they gave me a phonetic here. And I was like, I went to school, guys. I read. And then I literally said Hiroshima.
Hiroshima.
And he was from Hiroshima.
Y'all know I fought in Hiroshima, right?
So both of his parents were victims of the effects of the atomic bomb, people also known as Hibakosha. So these are people who, when our trash ass nation dropped bombs on innocent people, you know, the effects of those radiation wise, like still
to this day.
We don't need bombs. Nobody needs bombs.
White men need bombs.
And that's why we need to stop them. Because they don't. Like, bitch, if y'all want to fight wars, let's just designate, and I think I've said this on this podcast before, let's designate some place in Iceland or somewhere where all the leaders, all the people who want to put their dick on the table, instead of trying to send innocent young people who need health care and they need, you know, to take care of their families to survive over to fight your shit. Y'all go over there and y'all fist fight each other, bitch. Leave us out of it. Like, but what I got to do with that?
I just don't understand. Well, I guess I get it. I was like, I don't understand the grift of, like, you know, getting convinced into, like, war. But I guess when you have to defend your territory, I get that. But then it's just...
But is anything ever ours? Bitch, when we die, we don't get nothing to... We can't take no land with us.
Listen, like, we Black people understand that this planet is not for us to have. It's for us to enjoy while we're here and share amongst each other. Most Black and brown people understand that. You know, the problem is not coming from us. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, no, I get it. It's like if everybody's at a Golden Corral, it feels like all the people of color and minorities and disenfranchised people are just like, oh, let's get a scoop of potatoes. Let's get this. And then the straight white man comes in and he starts wheeling out all the buffet tables and all the fucking food.
Okay.
We're like, bro, we just enjoying the buffet. He's like, no, I own the buffet.
I own it. Now you got to pay me for it. Yeah.
He's like, bro, why? So anyways. His parents were, you know, victims of the effects of this. So he rose to international fame with his contributions to the soundtrack of the first Resident Evil video game in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And this gem is included. So we have like a little snippet of his Resident Evil bop, which I didn't even know like video game soundtracks were that popping.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, turn this off. Oh my God. I'm terrified. Okay.
That's the sound?
Yeah, that's the sound that he... I guess they like that over there.
Sounded like a fart machine.
Damn, we was calling him Beethoven earlier, not Japan's Beethoven, and it was like,
what the fuck?
But look, they like whatever they doing now in Resident Evil. I know that's a very popular game. So this is also the late 90s, so we have to give him the technological grace.
I hope that was just the intro.
Yeah, maybe it got busting.
Maybe the beats come in later.
Yeah, maybe the beat hasn't dropped yet, but it was... It was not giving what we thought. So, Samora Gucci was lauded for the beauty of that his music. Wait, what? That music wasn't beautiful, but fine. The beauty of his music, despite going deaf at the age of 35. Around that time, he began composing for a number of video games. Note, he told people he started to lose his hearing due to a degenerative disease. So, if you lose something with a degenerative disease, like, it's slow. It can be slow or it can be very quickly, depending on the pace, but you know.
But it's not
like,
an instant thing.
No, exactly. So he claimed to rely on his perfect pitch to compose after losing his hearing. In a 2001 Time magazine interview, he said, "If you trust your inner sense of sound, you create something that is truer. Losing my hearing was a gift from God."
Mm.
I just feel like this specific business... Like, maybe if he was partially or, you know, was using, like, an aid or something. But, like, if you completely lose your hearing, I feel like that would kind of hurt.
Well, I mean, didn't...
I don't think it makes it impossible.
Wasn't Beethoven deaf?
Maybe.
One of those dudes
was Beethoven deaf?
It's like Bach or Beethoven or...
But, like, I also know that, like, deaf friends have told me that, like, they still, like, love, you know, be at the concerts, be at the music.
Yeah, they
like,
feel the vibrations.
The music,
yeah.
Feel the vibrations, like... You know, so they're still having, so people, so you can enjoy music no matter what. But I feel like this sentence to me is giving like grift.
Yeah.
It's like doubling down a little too hard. Like, I feel like most people would be like, if you know, hearing was a huge part of my career, then if I slowly lost it, like, I would be like, this is devastating.
Right.
I wouldn't immediately be so positive.
I understand what you're saying. Yes. I mean, some people like to find the bright side immediately.
That's true.
toxic positivity. And look, we see Beethoven. Yeah, Beethoven was deaf. Okay. I don't know if he was still composing afterwards. I think he did. Or maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
He revealed the issues, including large amounts of lead in his system. Oh, damn.
Beethoven got poisoned with the lead?
Damn.
Mm. So, you know, that makes sense with them calling him Japan's Beethoven. So now he's like, I really am Japan's Beethoven.
Yeah.
He's kind of following the same.
He's following the script.
The blueprint. So he became even more well-known with his 2003 composition, Symphony No. 1, Hiroshima, intended to be a memorial piece for the Hibakusha. In 2008, he was given Citizens Award by the mayor for his artistic contributions. And remember, Hibakusha are the people who have suffered residual effects from bombs being dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So he did this in dedication to those people, and his parents are in that number. So, you know, that's like a big deal. In 2011, after Japan's earthquake and subsequent tsunami and a nuclear meltdown disaster, Symphony No. 1 was transformed into a kind of theme song of national survivor.
Wow.
Or survival. Excuse
so
me.
This motherfucker was popping in Japan.
Yes, he was popping in Japan. Basically, he wrote up a new national anthem for them.
Damn.
Real quick.
How come we never heard of him?
I mean,
I guess he just couldn't.
We don't play Resident Evil.
Bridge that gap.
I'm sure people know about him over here.
Sure, sure, sure.
But we just, I guess we're not on that level.
Maybe in the video game world. Yeah.
And maybe other places. Composers be famous. Like, they be having their
composers
niches.
Be famous. Good to know.
Just because we don't know. Like, they might be famous. But also, it's interesting to me that there was an earthquake, there was a tsunami, and a nuclear meltdown disaster.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, y'all, bump my song.
He was like, you know what would make us feel better in this moment? Wah, wah. I forgot.
Let me play my SoundCloud real quick at the memorial.
Wah, wah.
And I'm sure, don't drag us. I'm sure he got some bussin' tunes. That one was just a video game. That's the one that we pulled up, which it was just shocking that it was.
I need the Resident Evil stands not to come for us.
Literally, they're getting ready. So through a documentary produced by NHK, Japan's national broadcaster, Samaguchi, was likewise turned into the face of strength and resilience for the Japanese people. I hate how that's written. I'm so sorry. But basically, they put him on TV and they were like, this is our girl. And he's
the symbol
helping us through the music.
Yeah.
He's surviving. And he's just like Beethoven in every way.
Yeah.
A little too coincidentally, but we're going with it. In 2014, Japanese Olympic figure skater Daisuke Takahashi was set to perform to Saramaguchi's Sonatina violin. At the time, though, it was revealed that that may not actually have been his work.
Ooh.
So he was claiming that he composed Sonatina, but now, as soon as this huge Olympic figure skater is about to skate to it, they're like, now, wait a minute, child. This is not yours.
I'm just curious, what flipped the switch?
So days before he would perform, Saramaguchi, now 50, came forward to confess that the most famous of his works had been written by someone else. It became clear why he confessed when he did, as the following day, the ghostwriter himself stepped forward to further elaborate
blackmailing
on the lies that Saramaguchi had used for years to bolster his career. So he said, I'm about to take all your shit down.
Damn.
To the point where Saramaguchi had to come out and be like, don't start skating yet. Put the torch out, Olympics. Put that bitch out.
Put it out.
Michelle, sit down. Michelle Kwan, sit your ass down. Actually, I did not write this song. It's very crazy.
Bad news, guys. The truth is, I'm a liar. I'm a fucking fraud, and I can hear everything you're saying right now.
The truth is, I'm a liar is now my favorite phrase. The truth is, I'm a liar.
I don't know if we're going to get more details, but I'm curious to see how he was holding this guy hostage this whole time in the first place.
Right. So Takashi Nagaki, 43 years old, is largely unknown. He was a part-time lecturer at a school of music.
Do you see this guy?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is the kind of guy you steal his music.
Literally.
You steal his music.
I would have stolen his music too. Yeah. You deserve it. Sorry.
I've never thought of myself as a bully, but I've never seen someone that I wanted to push in a locker so bad.
Oh my God.
He looks cute and really sweet,
he
though.
He looks really cute and sweet, but I totally get why he got murked.
Yeah. He definitely has gotten a swirly once or twice in his life, though.
1,000%. Like, and honestly, the bow tie's not helping, guy.
It's so small, too.
Yeah,
it's
like, what is that?
And the suit is wrinkly, babes. What's going on? Let's give a class photo, like senior class photo.
Also,
when they
isn't
give you that
little
fake suit jacket?
Isn't the little pocket square supposed to match the bow tie? No,
not necessarily. Oh, okay. He might have been trying to hit us with some drip. I'm not mad at that. He seems cute.
I will say, though, that the bow tie is giving a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, it's eating a little bit. Look, we're becoming more...
What was his name? I'm sorry.
Tekashi. And I started like saying I wanted to push Tekashi in a locker. Tekashi, you're adorable.
Let's issue a formal apology to Tekashi.
Tekashi, we're so sorry. You already got stolen from and scammed. We shouldn't have come in that hard.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, we are sorry.
Oh, no, not the 6ix9ine one now. You get your cousin 6ix9ine. Get his bitch ass out of here. So he's also the true author of Saramaguchi's music. Tekashi said that he had written more than 20 songs for Saramaguchi since 1996, for which he received the equivalent of about $70,000. He said he pushed Saramaguchi to come forward after years of begging him to go public because he couldn't stand the deception in the face of an Olympic performance. Mm. So now he's like, my good ass music is going to the Olympics.
Right. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah. If you think about how much money he was probably making, the appearances, right, like signing stuff, all these tall tales that he's told people that made him seem like a Beethoven hero.
Right. I mean, also 70K starting in the 90s.
It's 2014.
Right.
So starting in the 90s, 70K total.
It's
to
not
2014.
A lot. It's not a lot.
Yeah, we pushing about 25 years. How long can you stretch 70K?
Meanwhile, this guy's winning Grammys. Japanese Grammys, Japanese American Music Awards.
Imagine you ghostwriting and then they like, this is the new national anthem for Japan. And you sit in the corner like, for real?
I mean, you know, shout out to ghostwriters. Couldn't be me.
No, same. I mean, like, if as long as you get your coin and you get paid and whatever credit you want, but this feels like he just was stealing your shit and I'm trying to understand why still.
So right.
He also said that he never believed Saramaguchi was deaf and that they had normal conversations and that Saramaguchi provided feedback on the music that he wrote for him. According to Tekashi, he says, at first he acted to me as if he had suffered hearing loss, but he stopped doing so eventually. Later, I found out that he cannot even write musical scores.
Goddamn. Nigga, what you doing here? What is you doing here in the music department?
Tekashi, okay, question for you though, King. Clearly you know how to write music, so if he's sending you notes, then the fuck is he sending you notes, and how do you not realize he don't know how to write music? He was like, yeah, can you take the fourth treble clef up 6 notches? Like, what is he saying to you? Because he don't know about music. He's like, yeah, let's get that in the minor key and the major key, and mix in a little of that contralto and soprano. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Don't rate me fa so la ti do. That's just one email. That's all it said.
Literally. So, sorry. Does Tekashi, is he saying that the reason why he started doing for this guy was because he came and said, I had hearing loss at first?
Maybe. He said what started as a lighthearted relationship turned serious over the years. But when Tekashi wanted out, Saramaguchi said that he would commit suicide if he didn't continue helping him.
And there it goes.
Oh, the abuse.
Abusive. Yeah.
So in response, Saramaguchi held a press conference of his own, and though he admitted to much of his work being written by Tekashi, he denied many of the other claims. He said that he was completely deaf in one ear, but had some hearing that was assisted by a hearing aid, and that his hearing was coming back.
Oh my God, I think I hear something.
He was like, damn, what was that? Oh, okay. See, it's coming back. It's actually, y'all know how sometimes it be going and be coming.
And now it's coming.
I can feel it.
Oh my God, I feel it.
In the air tonight. Oh Lord. That's my new song, y'all know.
Write it down.
Write that down.
Tekashi, get in here now. Oh, shit.
He started answering questions at the interview. They were like, he can't hear. just a little bit, y'all. Just a little taste of it coming back. So even after public apologies were issued by all involved and the he said continued, Saramaguchi's remaining concerts were canceled and music companies pledged to stop selling his CDs. So even after public apologies were issued by all involved, the he said continued, and Saramaguchi's remaining concerts were canceled and music companies pledged to stop slanging his CDs. Mm. Damn.
You kind of got to at that point. I mean,
okay, so the music's stolen. Is it still slap?
Right, like just switch the names.
Yeah. I feel like that's just a credit issue. We just switch the names. We switch to where the check goes.
Right.
And then that's it.
I mean, I guess it's tainted now.
And is it though?
It's a national anthem. It's got to have a clean bill of health.
Does it? Because ours definitely doesn't. Francis Scott Key was a weirdo ass racist who definitely included some slavery shit in his fucking freedom bop that we took out.
But that's why America likes it.
You're right. why are they so obsessed with us? Like, you know, we got a whole national anthem for this country, and you still got to sprinkle in some, like, and the Negroes can't be free. Like,
don't let them out, please.
Why is that in the Song of Hope?
Okay. Because that's their version of hope.
Right. They're like, and we keep them in chains.
Okay.
No, guys, literally, if you've never heard the real national anthem, Google it and see them extra lyrics that Francis put up in
there.
Read
that second stanza.
It's ass. Okay, bro. We took it out just like we try to erase everything. I'm like, you want us to not kneel for this? Play the whole bop.
Play it backwards.
We don't want the radio edit.
Start from the end and go back. Yeah.
We want the extended version.
We want the dirty cut.
Right. With all the expletives, okay? Not the radio version, okay? And then tell us that we can't kneel for it, okay?
We want the too short cut, okay?
That's my favorite word. It's the N-word. That's
slavery.
But you gotta say it like short.
Slavery. Slavery-otch.
Slavery-otch. I'm dead. So, anyway, the girls are done with him. They're throwing his CDs out in effigy. They're like, bitch, get out of here. So despite his musical career being canceled almost 8 years ago, Sam Noguchi has returned with new music.
Destiny, come, what is it with these fools? It's like old girl at the grocery store just going from one person to the next.
But he said he wrote it himself this time.
Who gonna believe him? Who?
He said, look, we got bangers, okay? And these are definitely written by me for sure. It's not a lie.
I don't know much about the Japanese people, but I don't take them to be fools.
No. Okay? They're not fucking with this nigga no more. They already threw out his CDs. But let's see. Let's hear a little snippet of what he said is definitely music that he wrote.
100%.
100% him.
This is like a particular type of...
Yeah, it's a style. I'm trying to listen more to the music in the background because I don't understand.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. This shit getting lit.
Yeah, it's getting a little... Wait a minute. Bah. Okay, turn it off. We don't need Sam Gucci.
You know what? I believe him now. I know he did this. It's so good.
He definitely wrote this.
He 1,000% wrote
this. Yo, he lucky put his foot in that. It turned up. See, maybe we should have waited for the beat to drop in Resident Evil.
Yeah, we'd like to apologize as well to the Resident Evil community in addition to.
Right, we should have got past the fart sounds. Yeah. Because then the beat was going to drop like that, like, hope.
Yeah, she got live.
It did. It got really lit. Okay. Yeah. That, I could see that like in a movie.
My God. It was really good.
An epic fight scene. And they talk about war, so yeah.
I just wonder if he's gonna be like, I wrote it under a new name, Sakahashi.
Bro, is this still Takashi? Takashi, show yourself. Don't let him do you like this. You don't have to be pushing no more lockers. You've grown now. So, guys, that brings us to the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Priscilla go. But this is a special scammer of the week that's a bit longer than our normal ones. So we have a little tea here.
Mm.
So for scammer of the week, we're talking about the Dunda Academy.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you don't know what the Dunda Academy is, let me put some respect on her name because... Mm-hmm. I mean, she made him.
I know. I was going to say, what happened in that house, girl?
He was better when she was alive.
I'm tired of that freaking excuse.
I'm not saying it's because she died. I'm just saying maybe somebody was around being like, hey, stop. And he actually listened.
Yeah.
Because it feels like now when people are like, hey, Kanye, please, no. Like, please stop.
He's like, go harder.
He's like, do more.
Go ham. Like I'm glad I invented that word.
Imagine making an anti-Semitic threat against Jewish people, saying that you're going to go DEFCON 3 on them. And then going to bed. I was like, to sleep.
And like, woke up like, oh my God, my notifications are blowing up. What the fuck?
He was like, time to do it now. Like, he was on his set of reminder.
Saying DEFCON 3 was so wild. I mean, it's just like, what?
I think it's because he didn't know which one is worse. 5? 1? He doesn't know the scale.
I mean, it's just such a choice of words.
It is. And then to go to bed on that. I just feel like that's not the good night tweet. That's not the good night text.
Oh, boy.
He just made some insane decisions. But we all know that he is just someone who seems to not care about other people.
Yeah.
Deeply.
Yeah. I don't know what his deal is, but he's disappointing me more and more as the days go on, the years go on.
You know what's wild? Is he can't disappoint me anymore.
Mm.
It's been a while since, like, once he did the whole slavery is a choice thing. I chose to disengage. I was like, this kinfolk is not my kinfolk. He does not represent me. I don't know him.
I feel like the White Lives Matter shirt is the one that got me. I was like, it's like I had like already let go of him. And then it was like, he's back in my face again, being even more fucked up. That White Lives Matter shirt shit pissed me off. And then the fact that he wore it to his kid's freaking soccer game as well. Like, what?
He's a weirdo and a dummy. Like, it's weird to watch, like, these men, like, up just explode.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, this whole, like, you know, group of men, you know, I guess 40 and older, 38, late 30s and older. It's just, like, from 40 to, like, 60s, it's, like, they're just digging their graves and digging them more.
And they're getting so embarrassing. Did you see the Kyrie Irving protest that they're doing down at the Brooklyn Nets Stadium?
No.
It's the Hebrew Israelites. And they're wearing purple and gold. Oh, yes, and they're out there and they're like, we are kings. We are, like, and they're like chanting.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do.
It's so embarrassing.
That's what they do.
It is embarrassing. I was like, I just wanted to go out there in New York. I'm like, are you not embarrassed?
They're
like,
not. They love it.
They should be, though. They're embarrassing us.
I mean, but anyway, yeah, we know.
The embarrassment we're talking about today is Kanye West. In September 2022, he revealed that he opened a Christian private school named the Donda Academy after his late mother, Donda West. In an interview with ABC News, Ye said that he envisioned the academy to be a gospel school and hoped to give kids practical tools that they need in a world post the iPhone being created.
Where is the school? Is it in Chicago?
So the school was opened on the site of the defunct Simi Valley Stone Ridge Preparatory School, a small property in a semi-rural part of Simi Valley, California.
Oh, okay. Really? I didn't realize it was a Christian school.
Yeah.
And why do they look like they're in prison?
This is private school? Because it's giving jail.
Because, you know, that's his uniform, the all black.
Well, yeah, I know his, like, he loves to make everybody look like they staying home for the week.
Okay.
Like they're just going to be in sweats at their house. But, like, why are they wearing these, like,
prison uniforms?
Yeah, it's giving prison. Also, the black is kind of sad.
Yeah, and they look sad, too. Is that Kanye's back or is that just another person?
I feel like his neck don't look that good.
Yeah, I was like, that don't look like
that
Kanye.
That neck looked better than Kanye neck.
That hairline is fantastic.
Yeah, a little too thick. And that back is looking like they be lifting up them weights. You can tell I lift weights.
So this is a Christian school. See, I didn't know the details about Donda Academy.
I think that's a teacher. I don't think I'm looking at a child.
That's definitely a teacher.
This is an adult. Okay,
yeah,
I just want to make that clear. This is an adult that I was describing. Anyway, so he has a school. It's in Simi Valley, and he started it in October 2021. At the time, 21 students were enrolled in the school year, which is not enough kids for me personally. I don't want to go to a school with 21 kids. Like, how
what about
boring
21 Savage?
Then I go to school in the UK because he's British. He's, like, I love
him. Now that his, like, this album came out with him and the other messy hoe.
Oh, such a messy hoe.
Every time it comes on, I'm driving, I'm like, are we ever going to talk about the fact that we just stopped talking about that this fucking guy is British?
Can you do something, man? Yes, show us your passport.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see the stamp and I want to see your green card.
Right.
Okay.
We're 21 Savage Truthers.
Okay.
So 21 students, too small for me. I'm like, everybody knows your name. What is this? Cheers. Like, I need a big school.
Right.
So in order to register their children, parents were told that they had to sign an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, which is why perhaps news of the academy has been limited. So the interesting thing is even if you sign an NDA, our lawyer told me the best
they don't count.
They don't count. And that the best thing you can do when you don't want your information put out there is not tell nobody your fucking information.
Period. Period. That liberated me. Our lawyer. Shout out to our lawyer. We love her.
Yes, Grace.
Does she ever hear us talking,
singing
her praises?
Yeah.
Okay. So she knows we're obsessed with her. Okay. Fantastic. So yeah, learning that has liberated me because now I sign every NDA. I'll be like, okay.
I'm like, for sure. Yeah, I ain't gonna say shit.
Okay.
No photos. Let me put my phone in the pouch. I'll be breaking that hole out of that little pouch so quick. And I'm not even taking photos. Like, I'm not clout chasing. I'm just like, I want my phone. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be a weirdo and take a picture, but if I want to send a text, bitch, so sorry. I'm not going to text about your Disney movie.
Right? Like, please.
I'm not putting your Disney movie on Twitter. I don't care that much.
So just FYI, sign all the NDAs and tell everything. Spill it.
Probably just don't do it publicly. But so the principal and executive director for the 2022-2023 school year is Breanne Campbell, a master's student at Pepperdine University who had previously worked as an actress and choir director. So, you know, natural step, principal. Oh, and Breanne is a white woman.
Oh, that was unexpected.
I mean, is it? it's Kanye.
Well,
but I just thought,
I thought
Donda Academy, black and brown children, yeah, don't put a white person.
Okay, now you're now he's losing
them.
Me even more. He's losing me. Why?
And that's not to say that this white woman can't be good at her job. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, as far as like education goes, it's already very carceral for black and brown children, especially where you live.
You got
and
them then, in these jumpsuits.
And then all their superiors and usually all of their teachers are Caucasian. So you would think at a school that's targeting black and brown children that they would have black and brown leaders. For once.
Oh, Yeezy.
Like, what is this? Sorry to that lady. I'm sure she's lovely, maybe.
Sorry to her.
she's a singer and an actress and also a master student, not graduate. Student.
Oh, it said student?
Yeah. Did you miss a student? Yeah, student.
I thought it said she graduated.
No, she's studying.
That's the principal?
Yeah, that's the principal.
I'm glad they shut this damn school down. I could have been the principal in that case.
I could have been the principal,
the fuck?
Too. We would have been better principals.
I would have done principaling by Zoom because I'm not going to Simi Valley.
Hell
but,
no.
But
I'd be like, and they during, you know, parts of the pandemic, there were principaling by Zoom. We had a principal who was principaling by Zoom, and he was principaling at two different schools and then got in trouble.
He was double-timing the district?
Yes. He was getting his lick, and I was not mad at it.
He made $3 million a year as a school principal.
As a school principal, just at every school.
As a school's principals.
He was principaling everybody's school. That's crazy. Our school, our principal also named Mr. Marcus. That
oh,
happened.
Wow.
That's
so
what
crazy.
What a coincidence. We've never seen
yeah,
him
he
in
don't,
the same
yeah,
room.
He don't come here either. That's so weird. We never see him here either.
So the school has currently enrolled about 100 students and employs 16 teachers with a number of celebrity children in attendance. So he got some celebrity children to pull up to the school. Notably, Mr. West's children do not attend the school because
okay.
Kim wasn't having that.
Okay. That's the first sign.
Kim was like, are you kidding me? Absolutely
That's
not.
That's the first red flag.
Yes. When your kids don't go to your own school.
That you created?
That you made.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a little worried.
Like, your school ain't good enough for your kids.
But it's good enough for these kids. Them kids.
For them kids. So the school offers a curriculum including language arts, math, science, Christianity, film, choir, and parkour. Now y'all got these people's babies jumping off buildings and shit. So do your baby want to be Tony Hawk?
Imagine you send your kid to school and that fool come back with a broken collarbone talking about some parkour.
I thought it was reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Not reading, writing, arithmetic, and parkour.
And parkour.
Parkour. Rhythm-a-parkour.
Rhythm-a-parkour. Bitch, what? Excuse me? Oh, wait. We have a video of the choir, but and I think that's just them singing and probably being adorable children.
In their prison outfits.
Okay, stop this. Please stop this. Oh, my goodness. This looks like they are... He's starting
it's a cult. Yeah. This is a child cult, and I'm not okay. I'm no. okay with adult cults, but not child cults.
You know what I'm noticing, too, here is maybe this school wasn't targeted at black and brown children, because I'm seeing actually a lot of non-black people in this video.
It's not a lot, but only a few white enough. Kids. Only a few. But most of them are black and brown.
When the camera panned over, I saw
that
more.
Little boy. That little... That
also,
little
I love the... A little black boy in the gray sweatshirt in the front here because yeah. He is not here for this shit. This woman is like, everyone say good morning, Donda. Good morning, Donda. Good morning. And some people are doing it. He's just staring like, I'm just here so I don't get fired. Like, I'm just here so I don't get truancy.
I just wonder, you know, what kind, you know, and we know the answer. Like, not everybody who has a child should be a parent,
no,
right?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
But I just wonder, like, what kind of parent would have, like, really sincerely put their child in the school for real, for real?
Exact like clout chasing. It's
borderline abusive. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I don't want to be that person, but it's like because it's like it is a weird clout. Like even this video of good morning, Don. Like that is really weird with him like videoing it and like it's super weird. It's like he has this like weird
megalomaniac situation where he wants to be in control of other people. It's not just about making money. He needs to feel like he can make people do what he wants them to do. And now he's gotten at least 21 idiot ass parents to give their children to him to mold their mind.
Isn't it 100 now? 100
well, yeah,
students?
So it went up from 21 to 100. So that's 100 fucking people who are dumb enough. Like, honestly, somebody should be over at y'all's houses doing an evaluation.
I mean, dead ass. Because sometimes, like, you're the same people who, like, let their kids sleep in beds with celebrities. Mm. You know what I mean? The same people who be letting their kids go in hotel rooms with, you know, famous directors and shit like that.
Because y'all clout chasing with your kids. And I know parents like that.
Of course.
There's nothing more upsetting to me than seeing parents clout chase with their fucking children.
It's dangerous. And it's really, and I feel for those kids because they're just, you know, they're pawns in a fucked up game.
And what are you going to do? Legally, they own them. Like, well, you can't really intervene.
I don't think you own children.
I'm just saying, their parents, like, legally, you know.
That's just what black parents say.
Every night.
Only black parents own their children.
Okay. Is it just us?
It's just us.
Oh, okay. I thought everybody felt
no,
like that.
No.
Okay, cool. I ain't know that. I
brought you in this world.
And I own you
so I could take you out.
and they love that phrase. And they all use God. It. Like, guys, it's toxic. You're telling me you're going to murder me.
Also,
like,
please take me out. I hate it here.
Right? I never asked to be born. Kill me. So this is just wild. These are irresponsible parents. So the school has not sought accreditation by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges.
It's not accredited? I'm done here. Turn this shit off.
they're not even looking for accreditation.
How you gonna send your...
So that's accreditation, who is that? We don't know her. Is she trying to enroll?
Miss Accreditation. Never met her.
Accreditation West? Yeah, no. Bring her on in.
So this is definitely against the law, right? Because children are supposed to go to accredited schools. And they're supposed to go to schools also.
To go to school.
Yeah, so this doesn't count.
Maybe the truancy law doesn't account for, like, accreditation.
I get it. This is a truancy school. That's why they're dressed like that. It's just like a double... two birds and one stone.
No. So one of the foremost accreditation organizations for California and Hawaii is the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. They haven't gotten no accreditation. Tuition is approximately $15,000 a year. Student and
that's not so bad.
That's not so bad for a private school, but also, like, for what those uniforms were giving.
Okay.
It was giving.
Because it looks like you got them in the bottom of, like, the gym locker room.
It was giving bread and water. It was giving we're in prison. Like, even the facilities themselves didn't look like what I would imagine a private school that you're paying for looks like.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to look like almost like a college. Like, yeah. And they look like they're in a compound in the woods.
Right. Yeah.
A mess. So students are also required to wear uniforms made by Balenciaga and the rapper's brand Yeezy. So that's what we were talking about with their little prison uniforms that they're wearing. They're wearing all black, and it definitely looks like Yeezy.
It's just so his style of being like, isn't it ironic? They look like they're, like, dirty and dingy kids, but it's Balenciaga. You know what I mean? And it's Yeezy. He always tries to be so, you know, contrarian. You know what I mean? Like, dog.
Well, he's talked about how, like, he doesn't wear jewelry because billionaires don't wear jewelry. Like, they don't have their wealth on their body. And it's like, bitch, we're all gonna fucking die. Stop being a weirdo. And half the time you see any of those rich-ass tech dudes, they're wearing expensive as fuck clothes. You just don't know the label because it's not on the outside.
Okay.
They're wearing fucking $2,500 white t-shirts, bro.
Okay.
People like what they like. And even if you're not into clothes, being into clothes doesn't make you stupid and not as smart as someone else who's into boats. Like, no one needs a boat, for real, either. You know?
I want one, and I'm gonna have it. I need one.
But
I need to be on the water.
But, like, everything that we do is a dalliance. Because at the end of the day, if it's not, like, eating and breathing air, like, why do we do anything?
We're here to have fun.
Yeah.
That's really what the hell we're here to have. And these white men convinced us otherwise.
They did. They told us we wasn't here. They said we're supposed to be here for work. They said we're not here for no fun. So, its website is brief and features only two of its apparently numerous rules. Down to Rule 58, which is writing should be regarded as an activity that necessitates critical thinking, an aspect that is fundamental to all good writing. And down to Rule 51, students must be confident in forming ideas. If not, their writing will suffer. What? These are the most vague-ass rules. Are you Uncle Clifford, Kanye? How many rule 51 and 58? What's number one?
Let's start with one.
Two? Three? like, I feel like we should have just started like a little bit earlier.
Also, those kids look like his children.
Those do look his children, which we were told don't go there. So why he got North in the photo?
It looked like North, but that's just her cousin.
Maybe it's just her cousin.
That's not her,
though. Probably a lot of light-skinned children there who are mixed race.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they don't, they, those aren't.
That look like Dream Kardashian, too.
It do, but it's not.
Yeah.
But you know, they, there's so many of those kinds of looking children there, so it could be anyone. But also, this is interesting to me because Kanye has openly said he does not read. So I'm like, bro, how you gonna even have a school when you tell people you don't read, bro? That's like the thing that you do in school.
I feel like he's just trying to see what he can, what we're gonna let him get away with. And clearly, it's a lot.
So they move locations. So when the school initially registered with the Department of Education, it listed as the Simi Valley address. However, it appears that when the school refiled this year, that it was moved to a location in the Los Angeles suburbs. So yeah, moved to school. Imagine your school goes from far as fuck Simi Valley to like the LA suburbs. LA. Also, school's not really supposed to be moving like that. That happened to me. I had to go to school in a middle school, even though I was in high school for 1 year because they were building our high school.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess schools move sometimes. But
you know, actually, I taught in a school in Maplewood for the East Orange School District because they were renovating. So.
So it happens.
It happens.
So a teacher who resigned after Kanye's anti-Semitic rant has petitioned to the Department of Education to remove the new address from the public directory due to the increase in public attention. Yeah, because people are going to try to pull up there and then, like, see what they got them kids doing. And we don't want to endanger the children. It's right. Not their fault.
Yeah.
So in late October...
That their parents are dumb.
Yeah. It's not their fault that they were born to idiots.
To fools.
You know? So in late October, a source familiar with the school told Insider that the Simi Valley location was abandoned after just 4 months around Thanksgiving. Well, it looked like a commune, so I'm glad. It looked, like, very sad. Since the move, people on the internet have expressed concern about the new location after photos were released of students sitting on folding chairs in a warehouse during the school day. Why are you not gonna lose? Okay, so these are the chairs that you get at like a wedding that's like at like a Marriott. And you know, they're trying to give the girls like a good little ballroom moment, but it's still a fold out chair. That's what they have these babies sitting in.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing. I mean,
in a garage, and it looks like they're eating, and it does look like they're in prison.
But they wearing Balenciaga.
They wearing Balenciaga though. Okay, please don't step on my Balenci's.
Oh, I see. They have the
cell block D.
The thing on the dove on the back. Okay, I mean
cell block E. Cell block education.
Right.
That's what it's giving. So the next Bishop Sycamore, though Kanye has said that he opened Donda with aspirations to create a private Christian school that developed critical thinking, writing skills, Donda Academy has also been known for its basketball team. Before the school even opened, Kanye recruited 2 and 4 5-star athletes to be on the Donda Doves, backed by Adidas. A teenager and student, Chuck Bailey III, is one of the most sought-after high school basketball players in the nation. The team was also featured on the cover of Slam Magazine wearing the highly anticipated Yeezy basketball shoes. And this is a picture of them.
That's the team?
Yes.
Those are adults.
How you got
college freshmen?
I definitely saw a baby who looked like 5 or 6. And then we have grown men
at your school. These are adults.
Classes divided.
That dude has a full beard and a full mustache.
Yeah, no, on the bottom right too, and it connects.
Oh my god! Wow. I feel like we're gonna find out that these are literally adults that he recruited to pretend to be
like
children.
Like a movie plot. They're literally. It's like when Adam Sandler went back to third grade. Like that's literally what they're doing to us right now. We know Happy Gilmore. We know what's happening. So with corporate backing and recruiting some of the most sought-after teenage basketball players in the country, the school has appeared to shift its focus from offering a private Christian education to basketball. So now he's being LeVar Ball. I don't know. He was just like, I don't know. We also do basketball fixing. So unfortunately, Scholastic Play-by-Play Classics, a major tournament, has recently announced that they have removed the Donda Academy from the tournament due directly to Kanye's comments and behavior. Now, I don't think that's fair to the kids.
I don't either.
Because the kids ain't say nothing.
Yeah, they
have
not.
That's like if the superintendent of my high school said some fuck shit and then it was like, oh, none of y'all can go to the dance.
Yeah, just get rid of the superintendent.
Yeah, it's like, bro, what did we do?
Yeah.
Why are we being punished?
That's bullshit.
He's got some of the most talented adults in the country.
He got D1 basketball players at his elementary school.
Okay. Like, how you go rob them
pretending to be fourth graders with mad skills.
Right. With all the skills. These men are like, they look like the niggas in Space Jam. They're huge.
Grown
as hell. So I feel bad for them because it's not their grown-ass fault that Kanye said that shit. So the shutdown. In October 27, 2022, following Kanye's stream of anti-Semitic remarks, parents received an email stating that the school would be closed for the rest of 2022 school year. So how you gonna give me an email talking about, hey, y'all, we actually gonna close on the school?
Guess what?
We know it's not supposed to close yet because
it's
summer.
Y'all are not gonna believe what I'm about to say. Guys, gather around.
So remember when we used to do a school here?
Not yeah, no more.
We ain't doing that no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
If you could go ahead and carry a desk on the way out.
We do have to lock up by 4. Or they will lock us out. So just y'all clean out y'all's lockers. You don't even have lockers. We're like, clean out your Balenciaga.
Tote bags. Because we're taking them back as well.
And give us the clothes back too.
We got to pay the taxes on this.
Yeah,
this
so you're going to have to run us those back as well. So in an email sent to parents, the school's principal wrote, first, we would like to express our gratitude for the community of families and scholars that Donda Academy brought together. However, at the discretion of our founder, Donda Academy will close for the remainder of 2022-2023 school year effective immediately.
Damn.
Thursday, October 27th. In all caps, there is no school tomorrow. Damn.
They were like, you better not show up here tomorrow.
You did this on a Thursday? Like, you couldn't even tell the girls they got the weekend to plan to get in a new school?
Damn.
Like, this is the middle of the school year, and now all of these kids need to re-enroll into actual schools.
I mean, they really weren't enrolled in a school
okay,
to begin
yeah.
with.
Okay, well, yeah, it's not accredited.
I mean,
but they signed up with their name.
I mean, these are just feral children just running amok.
Okay, but they put their name on a little paper or whatever, and they got a uniform, so they had to get somebody their shirt size and their pants size.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
It was official enough for that.
That's true.
But no, yes, now they have to enroll in different schools. So in the email, no alternatives or refunds were offered.
Wow.
So you ain't getting your coins back either. How are you going to give me half a year of education and just say, all right, bye?
Also, how are you going to be an ex-billionaire and do that to me?
Well, he's an ex-billionaire now, so.
But he's still a millionaire.
But he still needs to get money.
I get it. I know. I'm a billionaire, too. I get it.
If I ever became an evil, nasty billionaire who obviously did murders to get there, I wouldn't tell anybody.
Right.
But it's not a goal. It's not a goal at all. This feels like a terrible choice in life. So according to some reports, parents received another email just hours later saying the school would reopen on October 28th. So then Kanye just sent another email. Hey, hold on. No, we actually going to reopen on October 28th. So y'all just stay tuned.
Right.
To see if y'all going to have school. Like he acted like they get shut down for inclement weather.
Okay.
He's like, y'all just watch the news.
Okay.
And we'll tell you if you have to get an education.
We're going to blow the horn.
And you'll know. So it's unclear where the school currently stands. And that brings us to the end of a fantastic episode. Kanye, you know what you did. But I'm glad that at least you're not messing with the minds of poor, innocent children who have stupid parents or adults who were playing on your basketball team.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the adults playing sixth graders for their shot at the NBA.
Yes. We love that for you guys.
Yes.
But we always ask on this podcast, where would you like to be found? Is there anything you want to plug, obviously?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, you can find me at Pris the Goddess across all platforms. Check out my TikTok. It's a lot of fun over there.
It is.
Also, of course, you know, I got a plug, Give Us Your Money
yes.
podcast on Patreon that me and your beloved Lacey Mosley are doing now.
If you like this, it's like fun just like this, but we're talking specifically about internet mess and scams that we can't really cover
yeah.
without getting sued.
We're standing behind absolutely nothing that we say on that podcast.
Ever. The truth is, it's all lies.
we're just gonna be lying to you for 30 minutes every single week, give or take.
Give or take. See, already with the lies.
Already we can't.
Yes.
You know?
But it's really fun. It's on Patreon. You can subscribe. There's different tears, so
yeah.
whatever.
We give a bunch of juicy stuff.
We do. The first episode is all about Jada and how I almost got scammed twice trying to track her bitch ass down.
Three times.
And how it may not be Jada.
Yes.
Yeah, three times. So if you want to hear about all the Jada mess, that's the first episode.
Launching on December 1st.
Yes. And there'll be some other stuff over there, some low vibrational stuff.
We're going to be talking about low vibrational plates. you know.
There's a lot of fun stuff over there. I was getting scammed. So yeah, get into it if you want to know our business for just a little bit of your money.
Just a little bit.
You only want a little bit. Give us your money podcast. As always, guys, you can find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I-D Valacy on all platforms. If you want to snitch on your friends and family, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Congregation, stay being an adult on a child's basketball team.
Swish.
We know sports. Bye-bye.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Karkbo, engineered by Ryan Connor and Abby Aguilar. Our researcher is Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.